This is KNBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Late Tlingit scholars Nora and Richard Dauenhauer once dedicated the first volume of their book, Classics of Tlingit Oral Literature, to Tlingit orators, quote, living, departed, and to come, peacemakers between eternity and time, end quote. The couple carried the knowledge of Southeast Alaska's native languages into the 21st century. Recently, the Federal Institute of Museum and Library Services awarded Sea Alaska Heritage Institute a 2-year grant to process and digitally publish a massive collection of Tlingit and Haida documents archived by the late scholars. Pablo Pena with KTLO reports on the effort for Southeast Alaska's native language revitalization.
The late Nora Kalkne Marks Dauenhauer has a conversation with a Tlingit speaker. This recording is just one part of a massive collection of Tlingit language archived by Kalkne and her husband Richard.
Just a little bit, I know.
Both were renowned as the most important scholars in Tlingit oral literature, pivotal in archiving the Tlingit language, along with Haida. They co-edited the 4-volume series Classics of Tlingit Oral Literature and were 2-time winners of the American Book Award. Richard passed away in 2014, Nora in 2017, but what they left behind will last for generations.
They came up with a method that's kind of the standard now. People are taking this as a starting point and are enhancing it and further developing it, but it all started with the Dauenhauers.
That's Chuck Smith, Director of Culture and History at the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. The Dauenhauer Literary Estate is a massive inventory of fieldwork documents and audio collections of both Tlingit and Haida languages. The estate is made up of several dozen boxes of documents and audio tape of translations and transcriptions that go back decades.
Their books and files were so heavy that their house was literally splitting apart.
This is a recording of Gaysan dancers performing in Juneau in 1975. The group is led by Austin Hammond and Kalkne. It's just another small part of the estate yet to be made public. Will Geiger is a foremost scholar in Tlingit who's working on the project. He says much of the Tlingit oratory the Dauenhauers archived is to Southeast Alaska what Homer is to ancient Greece.
This new batch of materials, which is mostly papers. So there's going to be a lot, I'm sure we're going to come across a lot of, say, draft documents of transcriptions of recordings that just haven't been circulated or made public or published.
Emily Pastor, Archives Collection Manager at SHI, is also working on the project.
Without the Dauenhauer's Tlingit language revival would not be where it is today, and so by making these new papers available, we could be fostering new developments in Tlingit and Haida language revitalization that could not be done without them and without these papers.
She says when it comes to their fieldwork, the Dauenhauers talked to everyday people. Pastor also says the archives will also provide a way for future generations of Tlingit learners to connect to the language by giving them access to a wide range of Tlingit and Haida documents. Once the project is done, the digital archive of the Dauenhauer Literary Estate will be public for everyone, not just academic researchers. In Juneau, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña.
For KNBA News, I'm Trip Krause.